An update on the recovery efforts in Enid following that massive tornado last week. A survey of state residents found most respondents gave low grades to their local schools, and details on one way to keep independent bookstores thriving. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, April 27th. I'm Deborah Shar. The tornado recovery in Enid enters the debris removal phase this week. The city is deploying trucks to affected areas to remove tree limbs, storm debris, and household destruction left from Thursday's EF4 tornado. About 40 homes were leveled in the Gray Ridge neighborhood. Enid Mayor David Mason told KFOR-TV, police are providing around-the-clock security at the entrance to keep looters out.
So we are stationed in police cars there all the time. You can't just pull up in the addition. And at night, even once the sun goes down and everybody's cleared out, we leave two police cars there all night and staffed, obviously, with our patrolmen, and to make sure no one comes in.
The city says utility services have been shut off and billing has stopped for impacted properties. Damage assessments for Enid businesses are underway. An annual survey from the Oklahoma Center for Education Policy says the state's residents have a largely negative view of schools and want more investment in public education. State Impact's Beth Wallace breaks down the findings.
OSEP is based at the University of Oklahoma. It took a sampling of about 1,200 Oklahomans from a representative variety of socioeconomic, regional, and political backgrounds. It found respondents were most likely to assign their local schools a C grade and, for the state's management of schools, a D grade. About 70% strongly support more funding for public ed and higher teacher pay. Following the recent passage of a bill to require third graders to be held back for low reading scores, 70% say they support third grade retention. Other policy questions included whether respondents supported requiring students to use bathrooms matching their biological sex, which 74% did. Oklahomans were divided fairly evenly on school choice initiatives like the private school tax credit and equalizing charter school funding. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
An Oklahoma City independent bookshop is letting customers become part owners. Matthew Viriapa has more on the Writers Co-op that now owns Literati Press.
At Literati Press's 15th anniversary last fall, owner Charles Martin announced that he'd be transferring ownership to the Writers Co-op. Martin had been thinking about the store's future, and with the co-op, he saw a path.
The problem with having a small business is usually a small business is run by one person. You know, how long can they keep this thing alive?
Martin, now chairman of the co-op board, compares it to being a stockholder. Members get to vote on initiatives, share in profits, but most importantly, are part of the community that shapes the direction of the bookstore.
So it doesn't have to be my vision forever. In fact, it's going to be way more sustainable and way more vital to Oklahoma City if we all get a say in what this thing means.
There are currently about 40 co-op members. In Oklahoma City, I'm Matthew Viriapa.
The Oklahoma City Thunder will try to make it a clean sweep in their opening round playoff series against the Phoenix Suns tonight. Although their opponent has lost all three games of the series, Thunder coach Mark Dagnall says he expects both teams to play with the same sense of urgency.
They're a hungry team. They've been a hungry team all year. I don't think the series score would change that for them, and I certainly hope that wouldn't change that for us. You know, we try to view every single game as the most important game of the season. In the playoffs, because it is.
Game 4 against the Suns tips off at 8:30 tonight and can be streamed on Peacock or the NBC Sports Network. Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.